Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Over the past 20 years, the number of public companies has halved, and in the same period, the number of private companies has doubled. That's partly because the public scrutiny and pressure of being listed often distracts management from the day-to-day tasks and the long-term strategic thinking. It means that private equity groups such as Primera or Cinven, etc., need to get the right advice before placing their bets. And that's where institutional limited partners come in. And Greg Durst is a director of the Institutional Limited Partners Association. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you, Joe.
You'll have to explain to us what institutional limited partners do.
Well, so the Institutional Limited Partners Association is the 600 plus global institutional limited partners that allocate capital to private equity investments. And I think the best cognate that I can come up with is you think about the original Lloyd's of London, where groups of individuals would come together to support overseas voyages with insurance. And in essence, that's really what limited partners are doing here today. They are committing capital to an independent private equity fund that is managed by a private equity manager. And that manager, on behalf of the fund, selects investments that they anticipate will have outstanding returns over the life of that fund. So as you mentioned, there's a lot of large and sophisticated global private equity managers, which we call the general partners. That's the KKRs, the Cinvens, the CVCs of the world that are very active in Europe. And then the other side of that is the members that we represent, which are the pension plans, the insurance companies, the endowments, the foundations, the sovereign wealth funds that provide the capital to those managers. And that's a really important part of today's capital markets landscape. It's about 10% of global capital markets activity, and it's very important to the beneficiaries of those pension plans or endowments and foundations, because over time, private equity has provided a premium return net of fees to those beneficiaries.
Now, do your members have any say in what these private equity investors invest in?
Not at initiation. In fact, the capital that they commit is referred to as a black box, but there's an important part of what they do. Let me clarify that a bit. There are some institutions that do want to avoid investing in certain types of assets. Often, some investors will say, we don't want you to invest in the traditional sin sectors of
weapons and alcohol and drugs, gambling,
that kind of thing. But once they've made a commitment with those exclusion rights, they are not actively involved in the selection of the investments. But often what happens is that managers will create a strategy that says, hey, we'd like to invest in technology that is going to leverage artificial intelligence, or we'd like to invest in technologies that are going to reduce the cost of healthcare. And so the allocators, our members, the limited partners, they understand that they're investing to back a particular strategy. Hmm. Where that gets a little more sophisticated is as the fund goes on, often those limited partners want to also invest beyond the fund, and then they get much more involved in the execution of those investments as co-investors.
Now, have things changed for you guys in a high interest rate environment? Obviously, over the last 2 years, interest rates have soared on both sides of the Atlantic. Has that changed the return expectations?
It has. And in fact, really what's happening is that those high interest rates have had a pretty serious impact on the amount of growth and buyout transactions that has happened. And that has shifted limited partners' appetites across the options that they have. So we're hearing a lot more interest in investments in infrastructure, in investments in private credit, investments in what's called co-investment, where they invest alongside the general partners. And the impact of that for limited partners is that there's that lower deal flow from their growth and buyout managers has meant that they've had to be much more selective in who they're committing capital to for the last couple of years, and it's been labeled a distribution winter. So, you know, every limited partner expects their general partner partners over time to return capital to them so they can make new commitments. Yeah. And that return of capital has been much lower over the last 2 years, which has created quite a bit of stress in the industry.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us, Greg. That is Greg Durst, Director of the Institutional Illimited Partners Association. That's it for now. Don't forget you can hear all our items on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.